Jason, J-A-S-O-N, Dan Ken Bring, D-A-N-K-E-N, B as in boy, R-I-N-G, 32377, 48-year-old gentleman with history of hypertension, comes in with red-hot swollen left calf, left leg, severe tenderness, 8 out of 10. Period. New paragraph. He has had histocellulitis before, never had DVT, but has had phlebitis. Period. He was hunting yesterday, doing a lot of walking. He thinks he may have gotten bit, or his pants may have rubbed against his legs. He does have swelling of the lower extremity chronically because of his sleep apnea. He's on CPAP, but he's not using it. He says it makes him feel terrible. In quotation, period. He weighs 379 pounds, which is increased from last time we saw him a year ago by 25 pounds. He said between then and now he was in tirzepatide and had lost a bunch of weight. He doesn't know how much, but then he went off of it, and that's why he's gained the weight now, period. He also suffers from RVH, history of phlebitis, history of status post vein ablation on the right side, history of obesity, high cholesterol, hypertension, sleep apnea, RVH, fatty liver, and incompetent veins, period. Medications include lisinopril, potassium, and Lasix. Medical problems, hypertension. Surgical problem, no surgery, right leg surgery, right vein ablation. Review of system, left leg pain, left leg swelling, left leg cellulitis. No chest pain, no cough, no shortness of breath, nausea, vomiting, hematemesis, metatusia, obesity, and history of fatty liver, period. Social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, works for Harris County, also has his own AC business, married 20 years, they have one child. His wife just had a fall and has been very ill. He doesn't smoke, he doesn't drink, I think I said that. Allergy, tramadol, family history, breast cancer, diabetes, prostate cancer, no colon cancer reported, period. Last blood work he had was in earlier this year. Last one we have in the chart is in 2023. This needs to be repeated, especially since I'm interested in his white count today. He's alert, he's awake, he's not tachycardic, he doesn't appear to be septic. Blood pressure, 124 over 78, 86 pulse, 20 respiration, 95%, 98.1, 379 pounds. Heart positive, one positive is two lungs. Clear with few bronchi. Abdomen obese. Neck shows no JBD. Skin shows no rash. Oral mucosa with that lesion. Skin. Cellulitis of the lower extremity, right side. Growing tenderness on the right. On the left side. Growing tenderness on the left side. Right leg is within normal limits. Assessment number one, cellulitis, left leg. Number two, on the ultrasound, cannot rule out phlebitis versus DVT. Number three, I'm going to send him to the hospital to get a radiologist's opinion regarding abnormal findings in the left leg, given his obesity, his history of incompetent veins, and his history of cellulitis in the past. Next number, right leg looks normal. Next number, a growing lymphadenopathy noted on the left side. Next number, prostate slightly enlarged from last year. Next number, bladder looks normal. Next number, kidneys are normal. Next number, liver looks fatty. Next number, heart shows RVH plus LVH. Next number, carotid ultrasound shows mild stenosis. Next number, thyroid within normal limits except for tiny cyst bilaterally. Next number, I made an appointment for the patient to go to Kingwood, K-I-N-G-W-O-O-D Hospital for a stat Doppler study of the left leg. Next number, the hospital will call me with the results. Next number, I've explained the reason for the Doppler study at the hospital with the patient. Next number, check blood work. Next number, check PSA. Next number, review the records from previously indicates that he was taking hydrochlorothiazide 25, lisinopril 20, but he's not sure if he's taking the hydrochlorothiazide. He's been switched to Lasix, but he doesn't know the name, the dose at this time. Next number, reevaluate in 24 hours. Next number, findings were discussed with patient at length before leaving the office and gave patient ample time to ask questions. Thank you. Let me see if there's anything else. Next number is sleep apnea, not using his CPAP because it makes him feel terrible. Next number, I recommend that for him to get back on tirzepatide diet and exercise to lose the weight as he had in the past. Thank you.